are back 40-36. The Giants lead over the Pike Red Devils. The last and final quarter is getting ready to get underway. The Giants retook back the lead with an 18-yard pass from Kastner to Emerson, who carried a player on his back for about 10 yards. It's been an unbelievable game. First, the Giants were up 21-0. Pike battled their way back in. Some huge plays from Beautrudeau. Two players such as Williams and Medeiros have gotten them back in it. The Giants did, again, just score. It's a 40-35 game, 12 minutes remaining.
40-36
game, 12 minutes remaining.
Yeah, it is. And Giants defense, it's really the Giants quarter. See if they can really close out a game here. It's just really their only true test going into the fourth quarter when the game's actually close. This is a time where we usually have been expecting Ajay Cooper and to come out to the game and take over for the Giants, but now it's a completely different game.
Beautrudeau and Curtis Collins in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Defense checking out, possibly looking to blitz here. 32 of Christian Hunter and the 42 of John Ward were checking up, as well as Asmar Bilal. Medeiros in motion, and he's going to hand up to the gut yet again to Collins. Collins gains maybe a yard.
As Collins looked like he dragged Antonio McEwen with him for a couple yards before a Giants group of guys in white came over and brought him down after gaining only 1 yard of the play.
So now second and nine, ball at the 48-yard line. 11:40 left to play in regulation. 40-36, your score. Beautrudeau in the backfield yet again with Collins. Shotgun formation. Is Talaferro to the near side. Medeiros, Sproul, and Williams to the far. Trudeau steps back in the pocket, throws down the left sideline, looking for Williams, incomplete pass. Chaz Stringer was there to help out with defensively.
Beautiful job there by Chaz Stringer. Beautiful job defensively as he's came up big tonight, holding those big plays to a minimum for Pike Red Devils when they're throwing to his side. Can't really say much about the other side, but Chris Parrish is coming up, and he needs to show some life right now and stop something.
So third and nine now, ball still at the 48-yard line. Trudeau and Collins in the backfield. Trudeau steps back in the pocket, checks up, looks to throw, and finds Williams for a first down. His helmet did come off.
After being tackled there by John Ward, but after getting the first down, they're in Giants territory, creeping in, trying to score.
So now first and 10, ball at the 36. Trudeau and Collins in the backfield. It's going to be Medeiros and Williams to the near side. Our side is Sproul. Switching sides will be Collins. Still back there, though. Stands back in the pocket, throws over the middle of the field. Gets a man, 10-5, down at the one-yard line.
Being taken down there by Christian Hunter before nearly scoring another touchdown.
And it looks like it was the two of Quentin Talaferro with the big catch and the big play for the Pike Red Devils. So now it is first and goal yet again. Pike is threatening to score.
Yes, they are.
So we'll see what they decide to do. Offsetting eye formation. Trudeau under center. Collins behind him, and it looks like a timeout is being taken by the Pike Red Devils, so we'll take one too. A 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Son, you know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
You're too young. You're still growing.
I know.
When you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt.
I know.
Listen, this is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all, before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking, and keep talking. Learn more at StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back here at Pike High School. Ben Davis and Pike battling again. Ben Davis looking for the 450th win. But right now, Pike is looking to retake the lead as it is first and goal at the 1 yard line for the Red Devils.
Yeah, and it's getting very interesting here. 10:46 left to go in this game. 40-36, you said, and I'll let you call it from here, Yvonne.
Offsetting eye formation. Trudeau under center. Hands it off. He's going to run it up the gut. And he battles his way in. Touchdown, Red Devils.
He's able to break through a tackle from Asmar Bilal, who looked like he had him stood up at the goal line, but was able to duck under Asmar Bilal. So that's going to give the Pike a lead. And if they go for a field goal here, it could be a three-point game as Pike's home stands is just going crazy right now.
Aaron Jones, who we have not seen much of tonight, gets in. So the extra point here by Alex Marr to try to make this a 43-40 lead. And the extra point is up, and it is good. So Pike regains lead, 43-40, they lead, with 10:42 remaining in the fourth. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Welcome back yet again to Pike High School as Pike is retaking the lead 43-40 over your very own Ben Davis Giants. 10:42 left in regulation. Giants once again must play from behind to try to take this lead and then try to care for it again.
You're exactly right. But time, if they want to give me much time, Kyle Kastner.
So it's going to be Harden and the 21 of Wilkerson in the back to return it. Here we are kicking this off. Marr with the kick. It's a nice line driver, and this one might go in the back of the end zone.
No might about it. It did. 5 yards deep. So great kick there by Pike's kicker as Giants offense will get the ball to 20 yard line. We have 10:42 left to go.
So it'll be first and 10 after the touchback. Ball at the 20 yard line. 43-40 is your score. Again, the Giants playing from behind, looking to take the lead. This has been their toughest opponent of the year by far.
Yeah, it's kind of the Mick. Good observation there, Juan.
Again, next week, Mick battles continue as the Giants will take on Center Grove. Kastner going to pass this over to the 13 of Bond, who gains 4 yards.
Sean Bond, they're trying to, Pike's starting to pick up that wide receiver screen plays as it's been working all night, but time to see if it can work some more.
Bo Chido has 377 passing yards today, according to Kyle Nedrick. So getting off, breaking free.
Go. There
Evans,
you go, baby.
Who does a counter back out to the inside.
Chris Evans,
the right side.
Chris Evans, you hear his name, you better run because he's coming after you.
Give the ball to Chris Evans.
So that's always tell I just give the ball to Chris Evans.
That used to be your saying last year.
It was my saying.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Shotgun formation. Clock continues to run. Play clock down to 20. Kastner receives the stand, or receives the ball. Steps back to throw in the pocket. Throws it over.
Yes.
To the 13 of Bond for a first down.
First down. Beautiful job there by Giants as Kyle Kastner's leading this group down the field with back-to-back first down plays. And he looks like he's targeting Rashawn Bond, who's been targeting most all, so far this drive than he has all night.
Kastner and
inching
Evans
in the Pike
backfield.
Territory yard away.
Kastner's going to hand it off to Evans, who looks to sweep to the outside and then decides to check back in. He gains another 6 yards. It'll be second down and about 3. So with second and 3, ball at the 44, 9:36 remaining in regulation. Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Emerson to the near side. Castro's going to hand it off to Evans. He's going to sweep out to the left. Cuts back in and may have enough for the first down. They might also call him short here.
It looks like he was short from my view up in the booth, but beautiful job there by Chris Evans, sweeping out to the left side, trying to make something happen with his feet. He's got the speed. This is where he really missed Dorian Tate.
So third and one, 43-40, still your score. Pike leading over the Ben Davis Giants. And maybe a timeout. No, they're going to – an official timeout.
Bring out the chain game?
Yeah, bringing out the chain game. First time we've seen that. They're going to look to measure this one.
Did it last week.
Meanwhile, it's Mick Finals. Carmel has beaten Center Grove 21-14. Lawrence Central beats Lawrence North 51-13. So Lawrence North continues to have their struggling
23rd
year.
Straight loss in a row. And game called from Warren Central and North Central, 32-0.
So with that game called, it's going to be Ben Davis. First down, first and 10, Kastner and Evans. It'll be Emerson and Bond to the near side, Gillis and Smith to the far. 9:19 and going, left in regulation. Kastner receives the snap ball. Screen passes over to the 13 of Bond for a gain of 6.
And great job there by Bond. He's been targeted a lot on this drive, more than he has actually all night, trying to make something with the opportunity he's getting. He's doing a great job just getting yards after yards. As of 8:56 left to go in this game, as Kastner's inching closer in Pike territory.
So now second and 5, 8:51 and going. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner receives a snap ball, snaps back in the pocket, rolls out to the left a little, picks up Gillis. Gillis breaks the tackle, running down the sideline, gets hit again, but still shakes it off. Finally goes down to the 17-yard
Gillis
line.
Gillis is able to enter the red zone. A beautiful job there by Kastner. Took the snap, was looking right for Story Emerson, but a great quarterback mind in Kastner was able to realize Emerson wasn't open. He rolled out to the left and gave time for Gillis to cut break free, and he does so far to get them the first down, and now the Giants are in the red zone.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Looking to put another play to some score. Evans runs out the gut, and he breaks free again.
Touchdown, Evans, yes.
Touchdown, Giants. Evans, for the third time, has ran up the gut and has broken free.
Just give the ball to Chris Evans.
That was an 18-yard run by Chris Evans for another touchdown. So Evans has looked unbelievable today in replacement of Dorian Tate, who we lost in the first half. And that is almost similar to Marshawn Lynch. He's one of those, I mean, just think about it. Marshawn Lynch is one of those players that can run up the gut, have 15 players all up on him.
Yeah, but Chris Evans is like five times smaller than, oh my.
And he missed another extra point. So 46-43, the Giants lead by 3. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
David to the Max Show.
Starring David Newman.
Hello, Newman.
And Max Pugh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bringing you the best classic rock.
Giant 90.9,
Tuesdays at 9:30.
And welcome back to Pike High School. The Pike Red Devils taking on the Ben Davis Giants. Giants are trying to get their 450th win. We've been talking about it since pretty much all week.
And it looks like it was an easy cake-through walk-through going into the first, halfway through the second quarter. The Giants led at one point 21-0.
Yeah, and now they lead only 46-43. They were able to get the lead back. Another extra point missed by Chris Flores. He's really struggling with just simple extra points. And we will once again see the Giants kick this one back off
but
to the Red Devils.
You can feel a little better than kicking the ball off with the lead.
Yes, you do. So the kick is up. It's high. It didn't go too far. Going to take it at the 30. Looks to bring it back. Still up. And finally gets taken out at 32. Finally got pushed out of bounds by the 42 of John Ward. And returning that was Antonio Warren.
All right, Giants defense, time for them to step up here. 8:15 left to go in this game. Giants have a three-point lead, 46-43. And a turnover would be huge here for the Giants defense.
So at this point, any score can change and really tell what this game could be. 8:15 remaining.
That's why you got to be careful about which play you choose.
46-43. Beau Trudeau in motion is the three of Medeiros. Going to hand it up to Gut. To Collins. It was Sproul actually in motion there.
Unless he's going to be stopped quickly there and tackled by Deontay Gattle.
Sending it up again. Shotgun formation. Trudeau. Collins in the backfield. Looking like they may blitz. Trudeau may be changing up how he wants his offensive line to react. Trudeau stands back in the pocket. Gets the four of Williams. Williams gains for 3 yards before he gets finally stopped. His forward progress is stopped, and they'll call him down.
And beautiful job there by Asmar Ball and John Ward, able to hold him to gaining only that many yards. Third and three now. Ball to 39, and a stop here would be just about huge. As you have to think about it, if Pike gets to a fourth down, would they risk going for it?
Beau Trudeau yet again, third down and four. Third down and three. Trudeau and Collins in the backfield.
If they get to fourth and two, this could be a Bill Belichick type play.
Medeiros switching sides.
As looks like Jupree Minor is going to follow him.
Trudeau gets the snap ball. Looks back to throw. Finds Medeiros. Not sure if it was a completed ball, though. And no, they're going to give him the first down. Says he just got in. We've just heard that Kastner has 296 yards passing per Kyle Neddenrip. Okay. So thank you again for that update. So yet again, standing it up the gut to Collins is Beau Trudeau. And he gains about 3 yards.
As he's going to be stopped there by the defensive line of the Giants, who, I tell you right now, both teams are pumped. Both teams want something good to go their way. But the question is, who's going to do a little bit too much?
And we've not considered this, but could it be possible that Pike is trying to waste some time here? They've been running a really slow drive. We know they can be explosive at any time. Trudeau and Collins, shotgun formation in the backfield. Collins will switch sides. Trudeau receives a snap ball and it's a ball. And he has to go down at the 35-yard line. That's going to be a loss of about 10 yards.
And that's a huge play there for the Giants defense. Really not much we did, but I don't know, we might have gotten the center's head a little bit. As it looks like the Giants defense is telling Purple Rain to get loud. And all of the Giants fans here, 3rd and 19, a stop here would be huge.
You know, again, 3rd and 19, as you have said, ball at the 35-yard line, 5:53 and rolling, left in regulation, 46-43, Giants lead. Trudeau stands back in the pocket, throws down the field, tip ball, intercepted by Chaz Stringer. He's got it back to the 36-yard line. First down.
Chaz for his second interception on the day, third of the season, and that play wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for John Ward, the middle linebacker, getting up and batting that ball in the air. Still time to go. Game's on over. 5:41, 46-43, Giants lead, but they're in Pike territory.
Score update, Brownsburg has beaten Franklin 34-27. Of course, Brownsburg being a section opponent. And Decatur Central beats Whiteland 42-21. Whiteland last week holds Center Grove to only 14 points.
Interesting about that game. Brownsburg was down 14-0 early.
Yeah, and they were down 14-0. They've came back. They've came back and have beaten them by seven. Kastner and Evans in the backfield, returning to the field, trying to get their lead to lengthen. Kastner takes the snap, hands it off to Evans. Evans going to sweep out to the left side, cuts inside the middle, and is able to gain about 7 yards on the play. It should be 2nd and 3rd.
Beautiful job there by Chris Evans. Just waste time as the clock will keep running and running, and this is where the game clock becomes a factor as you want to get down one.
So 2nd and 3, a player is down on the Pike Red Devil side yet again. It is the 93 of James McBride. Another starter for Pike has taken a seat on that turf. And we will go ahead and take a 30-second break. Score 46-43, BD over Pike. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Welcome back to Pike High School. Pike Red Devils leading, or the Pike Red Devils trailing 46-43 to the Ben Davis Giants. Giants got the ball back after an interception by Chaz Stringer. Kastner and Evans in the backfield, shotgun formation. Kastner receives the snap ball, hands it to Evans. No. And Kastner takes it himself. He swept out to the left side and ends up getting out of bounds, but first he picked up the first down.
And as Pike wanted a holding call there, as they're not going to get one. Has beautiful job there by Kastner, keeping himself. He's really used his legs a lot tonight. I guess that foot wasn't a problem at all.
And Kastner still on set to break the record within three games.
Oh, that's what he's really worried about right now. I think he wants his victory.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner in the backfield. Screen pass over to the 13 of Rashawn Bond.
That could have been dangerous as he had a cornerback inching near on him of Joshua Hayes.
So on the right side, it gained him a yard. Second and nine. Ball at the 24-yard line. We have 4:50 remaining in regulation. It is a three-point game. Giants leading. Giants ball. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Emerson to the near side. Kastner's going to hand it to Evans up the gut. He's going to cut back. And he gained maybe the 3 yards there. It should be second down and seven to go.
Third down, actually.
Third down and seven.
4:22 left to go. This could be a big play right here. If they get a first down, this clock could keep just on wasting. Or this is where a field goal might come intact, and it's still a one-possession game.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield, shotgun formation. Play clock down to 10 seconds. No, now they reset it. So now the play clock is down to 10 seconds. Kastner is going to pass the ball on a screen pass to Evans. Evans tries to break free, gains 6 yards before it gets taken out of bounds at the 19, and another Pike player is down.
It's going to be fourth and four here. This will be interesting to see what Coach Mike Kirsch wants to do, as Chris Flores might have has really been struggling tonight and even making PATs.
So fourth and four, now the question does, do you want to try another field goal, or do you want to go ahead and try this on fourth down?
And I think the real question is here is you need to go for it here because Chris Flores really has been struggling all night, especially a PAT attempt. You can't make a 27-yard-plus field goal.
And the player coming off, I do believe, is number 97 of Anthony Jackson, who was down on that last play for the Red Devils.
All right, if you're Coach Mike Kirscher right now, what would you be doing?
I think you just got to go for it at this point. I mean, at worst, you do stay over here. Kastner has now reached 300 yards passing per Kyle Nedenrip.
So it's back-to-back-to-back games the regular season, as he has done that. We got to find a record on that to see how many passing games have been 300-plus. That'd be a record for you to sign.
Three straight so far. And it does look
that's a
like...
challenge. That's a challenge to you, Avon. See if you can find that stat. If any Ben Davis quarterback has had three or more plus 300 passing yard games.
Gonna have to go deep in the books.
You are. That's your job.
Pike did take a timeout here.
I expected a McTalk.
Or Pike didn't take a timeout. It was just an injury timeout. So now it is fourth and four. Ball at the 19-yard line.
As Pike side's getting loud, Giants side is up getting loud. It looks like Ben Davis is going for it.
Single back. Evans in the backfield. Kastner under center. Moving the strong guard to the other side. Now moving Smith to the
just
left.
Trying to get to draw him off sides.
Continuing to move players around. Play clock down to 10 seconds. Trying to draw the offsides here. Down to 5 seconds. And they call the timeout.
That's smart, trying to get him draw offsides, fourth and four. If they got him offside, that would have been a 5 yard, or even 10 yards, it would have got him easily to the first down, and that would have been big.
But see, now you lose the timeout, which could be important later in the game.
It could be, but wouldn't it have been risky if they got him to jump offsides?
Hey. I don't know. I think you should have, you got a better chance of going for something. Nonetheless, though, 46-43, still your score. It is still going to be 4th-and-4. BD did call the timeout. They were attempting to draw Pike offsides. Pike saw that almost immediately. They didn't jump offside. They played a good defense. They played good defense there. Didn't jump offside. And once again, Giants are going to have to pull something out of their playbook.
Yes, sir, and that's what they're doing right now, looking deep into that playbook in the offensive line. 4th-and-4, ball in the 19-yard line, 3:38 left to go. This could be huge right here. I'd be a lot more scared if the Giants were down, but.
Purple Rain getting loud there over on the visiting side for the Red Devils. We are, of course, at the home side. So once again, Kastner, Evans, and the Giants offense returns to the field. We'll see if this time they attempt something. Kastner and Evans shotgun formation. Emerson.
Both sides getting loud. Here we go.
Shotgun formation. Evans over to the right. He passes over the middle to Trey Smith and picks up the first down. That is very important for the Ben Davis Giants.
And the slant routes have been killing the Pike Red Devils. And really beautiful job there by the Giants offense. Now they can just waste time as much as they possibly can. Or a touchdown here would just do it.
So 3:30 remaining in the final quarter regulation. They're going to waste some time with this. 17 seconds on the play clock. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Both teams with 2 timeouts. We are getting into crunch time. Kastner. Screen pass over to Bond. Bond breaks the tackle.
Stay in bounds.
And he's able to pick up about 4 yards there.
Clock keeps running as he stayed in bounds.
3 minutes remaining and counting, and another Pike player is down.
And that's going to be their starting strong safety, Calvin Brown.
And this is not the first time he's went down. He went down in the third quarter, too. So this may be a reoccurring injury. And we will go ahead and take a 1 minute break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed? Sports today are different. Today's athletes are bigger and stronger. They run faster, jump higher, and hit harder than ever before. But there is one thing that hasn't changed about sports, and that's the importance of practicing sportsmanship. At the Indiana High School Athletic Association, we like to remind you that winning isn't everything. The way you play matters, and a true champion plays the game with respect. For the opponent, for the coaches, and for the officials. True champions practice sportsmanship with the same degree of intensity that they play the games themselves. Sports may evolve, athletes may change, but the mark of a true champion will always be the same. Play like a champion. Practice sportsmanship. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
Welcome back to Pike High School. Ben Davis Giants leading over the Pike Red Devils 46-43. We have 2:50 left to play. Calvin Brown has went down again. He's going to get a little more help than last time, but he still seems to be walking mostly under his own power. We don't know if we'll see him again. We're hoping the best for him. And we will return back to play here. Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Evans has been playing the running back position since the second quarter. Play clock continues to run now, 2:46 and counting. Play clock down to 14. They're wasting the clock down to 9 now. Kastner hands off to Chris Evans, who's going to sweep out to the right side, tries to find an opening, takes one, and gains a couple of yards there.
They can get a first down before they score a touchdown here.
They can, and that's maybe their strategy here. It looks like it's 3rd-and-3. So 3rd-and-3 now.
And a helmet was thrown off of a Giants offensive lineman. And it looked like it was Cache Wilder who's going to have to come out for a play.
So Cache will sit on the side. And another timeout. We'll go ahead and keep this here. Again, some scores that happened earlier. Carmel did beat Center Grove 21-14. LC beat Lawrence North 51-13. Warren Central and the North Central game got called due to lightning. And so the score was 32-0. Warren Central was up. North Central decided not to come back to continue the game. So the game was called. That is final. Warren Central will have their second McWin of the year. They beat Center Grove and Warren Central now. Brownsburg has beaten Franklin 34-27 after being down 14-0. And Decatur Central beat Whiteland 42-21. So those are some of the scores that have gone final. We have not heard from some.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
This game's got us all routed up, doesn't it, Levon?
Yeah. 46-43 is your score. At this rate, we are looking to score a little bit higher than last year's game.
49-48 was it, but, I mean, right now, if you get a field goal, it might be a little challenging.
We'll see how this game comes down.
Third and three, ball on the four-yard line. Has a chance to get a first down at the one-yard line, of course. But we'll see what the Giants choose to do here on the offensive side of the ball.
Just now 10 o'clock here. So once again, setting up. Third and three. They can still pick up a first down. Looks like they might be running the diamond. They're running the diamond, something they introduced last year, the diamond formation. Last year, we called them the Smash Bros.
As, but Albert Williams isn't here anymore. It's Norman and LaShawn Johnson in the backfield with behind Chris Evans.
And they hand it to Evans. He's going to sweep out to the right, and he gets taken down. He may have gained a yard. That should be fourth and third. This is a fourth down situation yet again for the Ben Davis Giants. Will they try an attempt at the field goal, or are they going to just go for it?
I mean, think about it here. If they go for it and they miss it, they still have a long way to go. If they stop here and they miss it, they'll have to go 95 yards to score a touchdown, or even go 50, 60 yards to get a field goal. Not knowing how strong the Pikes kicker leg is, because we haven't seen him. He's a sophomore. And I guarantee you they go for it here is, really, Chris Flores, is it someone you could trust in crunch time? Can't even trust him to make a PAT so far this year. Do you agree?
Yes, he struggled this year. So 223, 46-43. So,
because what's the worst that can happen? They have to go 95 yards down to score a touchdown to win, or even go, 80 yards to get a field goal to tie the game? Like I said, if Peck's kicker's that good.
So 46-43. Giants have decided to go for it. So
here
they will
go
for it.
Ladies
fourth
and gentlemen,
and far.
This game, call it, Levon.
Kastner. And it looks like they're running the diamond formation yet again. Here they go again.
Pike fans up. Ben Davis fans up. Stadium's loud. Here we go. Fourth and four.
Running the diamond formation. Evans in the back. Going to throw out of it.
No!
Incomplete pass. Pike's ball.
Slant route there by Storm. This has been working all night. Beautiful coverage there by Joshua Hayes, cornerback for the Pike Red Devils. But now, look, Giants still at 46-43, 2:20 left to go. They still got to travel 95 yards to get a touchdown. Giants defense steps up here and now as it's about time, as Pike only, I think, has one timeout remaining, if I'm right.
And now at this point, it is up to the Ben Davis Giants defense.
Pike has zero timeouts left.
So it's up to the Giants defense, and we've seen them struggle. We've seen them at their high moments. Last several years, it's been the Giants defense who have helped them in some games. They need their help now.
Let's see if that defensive line can rush and help them out here. Here we go.
Bo Trudeau and Collins in the backfield, working pretty much from the pylons. Trudeau receives the snap ball, steps back in the pocket, throws over to the right side of the field. Incomplete pass.
Too short of a pass there by Bo Trudeau. So it's going to be incomplete. Second and 10 here. 2:16 left to go.
Looked like it was intended for Williams. So now it is second and 10. 2:16 remaining. Trudeau and Collins in the backfield yet again. Working from pretty much the 1 yard line. Steps back in the pocket. Throws. Finds a man for a gain of 5 yards. It was the 8 of Kendall Sproul, who picks up yards there and gives them a third down with 4 yards to go.
So third and four, 2:12 left to go in this game. Giants do lead 46-43 as it's just getting a little bit more interesting by the second.
Trudeau and Collins in the backfield again. Trudeau stands back in the pocket, throws deep down the end, and he's got it. 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. He's going to go. Touchdown, Pike Red Devils. It was the number four of Johnny Williams with another huge play and another touchdown.
Hey, calm down, because this game is not over yet. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the state who is king at two-minute drills that we've seen all of last year and this year so far. Kyle Kastner can easily lead this team back down and score a touchdown. So, Pike, sit down. It's not over yet.
Williams had an 89-yard passing touchdown. There are still 2 minutes.
There's 2 minutes. Kyle Kastner, king of comebacks, I think. One of the best quarterbacks in the state. What quarterback would you rather have in this situation? Besides Peyton Manning. But this is high school football, ladies and gentlemen.
Marr looking for the extra point to make this a 50-46 game. The extra point is up, and it is good. 50-46. The Pike Red Devils lead over the Ben Davis Giants. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Having trouble with math or science homework? Call Rose Holman Institute of Technology's Homework Hotline, a free math and science tutoring service for Indiana students in grades 6 to 12. Call toll-free 1-877-ASK-ROSE from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday through Thursday. And a Rose Holman college student will help you with your math or science questions. The tutors are patient, smart, and pretty cool. Remember, it's a free service and a free call. That's 1-877-ASK-ROSE or visit askrose.org.
Pike High School, another huge play between Bo Trudeau and Williams has caused another huge touchdown on another big play. And this it's 50.
Giants secondary.
William, excuse me.
This Giants secondary just has collapsed in this second half. And they're going to have to step things up. But first, Kyle Kastner, one of the best quarterbacks in the state, like I said, is coming out here. And he's going to lead this Giants offense, hopefully down the field, to get this game right back in Giants' hands. Number one in the state for a reason. Number 17 in the nation. About to show why.
50-46. Jalen Harden. And Wilkerson. And back to get it. Mars' kick is high. And that one is going to be in the end zone. That's going to be another touchback, and that was probably the best thing Pike could have had for him.
Exactly. 2:01 left to go. Ball on the 20-yard line. Kyle Castle leading the bunch out here. And here we go.
So 2 minutes, 1 second. It's a four-point game, so a touchdown is needed. A field goal can't change the outcome of this game. So now it comes up to the veterans on this team, on this offense, to really show why Ben Davis is top 20 in the state, or in the nation.
Told you, Pike wasn't going to let Ben Davis come in here, no matter, I don't care how good they are, come in here about a fight and show them why this rivalry is big.
So returning to the field, Kastner and Evans in the backfield, Emerson to the near side, Bond, Smith, and Gillis to the far. 2 minutes and 1 second remaining in regulation, a four-point deficit for your Ben Davis Giants. Kastner steps back in the pocket, looks to throw, and it's intercepted! It has been intercepted by the Pike Red Devils. And this is huge. BD still has two timeouts. This game is far from over. Because even with a field goal, it is still a seven-point game. So now it comes up to the defense to do something again. So 50-46. Pike leading over the Ben Davis Giants, 1:54 remaining in the game. We're going to see the Pike Red Devils return to the field, but it's going to be up to the Giants defense to put a stop to this.
As Giants defense needs to get a huge stop here, and it's really going to be led by the secondary of the Giants, Asmar Bilal. In this game, it has to be great to be watched from a fan point. If you just love football, it's a great game to watch, and here comes the wind.
Wind does pick up, 1:54, 50-46. Offsetting eye formation. Trudeau is going to hand it off. No gain on the play.
I got to call a timeout.
going to be second and six. Oglesby with the stop. His defensive skills half shown here. Far from over. You want to hold him to a field goal at this point.
Yeah, you do. It's clock's at a minute 50. And didn't I just say this earlier? Watch the Lightning strike at 1 minute left.
So here they go, 50 to 46. 1:50 left in the game. Wind continues to pick up. This is unbelievable. An instant classic here, live from Pike. So offsetting eye formation. And a timeout has been taken by the Ben Davis Giants. We will take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
David to the Max Show.
Starring David Newman.
Hello, Newman.
And Max Pugh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bringing you the best classic rock.
Giant 90.9,
Tuesdays at 9:30.
Welcome back to Pike High School. 50 to 46 is your score. Pike Red Devils with the ball. Pike Red Devils with the lead. 1:50. The Giants still have an opportunity. They have to pull some stops. And they're going to need some big plays on offense if they do get the stop and hold them to a field goal. So we are waiting. I believe there was lightning. Was there lightning? And the storm has officially come.
A minute 50 left.
No, they're saying come back out. This game's not over yet. They're not calling quits. So for a second there, they looked like this game was probably going to be done. And now we are coming back to the field. We're not done quite yet. So 50-46, 1:50 on the clock. I have to say this is probably one of the straightest games I've had the pleasure to call.
God bless for football.
Football is officially back. Offsetting eye, going to hand it off. Cuts back to the outside.
Yes!
They put the stop. It's going to be third down and 11.
Beautiful tackle there in the backfield by Christian Hunter, the outside linebacker for the Giants.
So they're setting it up again. BD.
He's going to take a timeout.
Has used their last timeout. What are you? This is very interesting what we have going here.
The wind's blowing terribly to the right side where it's against the wind where the Pike would have to kick a field goal.
So we're racing against the time. Storm pushing in. They're trying to finish this game. And they are going to wait 30 minutes.
Peace.
So they've had a lightning strike. We have not been able to complete this game quite yet. It's going to be a 30-minute delay.
So 10:13 right now. This game will be resumed at about 10:43. That is if we don't see another lightning strike is the rules. So we'll keep you updated. And I think, LaVon, I think you want to send it back to the studio.
With a score of 50-46, Pike leading, we are going to send it back to the studio until further notice here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. LaVon, this is what we've been waiting for all night and the finish to this game. The Giants and the Pike Red Devils here. Third down and 11 yards to go. Ball will be placed at the 17-yard line. Once again, this is WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter.
I'm LaVon Durden.
And we're going to have an interesting Inside Ben Davis Football on Tuesday, so you want to tune in for that. 7 o'clock p.m. on Giant 90.9. We'll be live at Arby's. And one way or another, Coach Kirshner, you can say lots of things about the guy. He's a wonderful guy. But he is honest, and he will tell it like it is. So
yeah,
we'll see what he has to say on Tuesday. Coach Mike Kirshner, Inside Ben Davis Football, Tuesday, and he'll be with us there. So here we go. So team's coming back out. They're right on time, by the way. Third down and 11 as LaVon will call the action.
So as we do return back to the game, right where we left it off last night, third and 11. Ball will be at the 17-yard line. Bo Trudeau and the Pike offense hoping to pick up a first down and call this game a game in one play. So with 1:44 on the clock, 50-46, we're going to see Bo Trudeau head into the huddle. Defense continuing to stretch out. Now going to come out of the huddle. And they look like they're not quite ready yet.
They're not ready to come out of the huddle. So now the play clock starts. Here we go.
Play clock is rolling. Offsetting eye formation. Bo Trudeau under center. In motion is going to be Collins. They're going to hand it off to the right. He's going to look to sweep out. And here comes the fourth down. May have gained a yard on the play. This should be a fourth and 10 nonetheless.
Yep, and that'll run the clock now. Once they start this play clock, it should run the clock down to about a minute here for Pike. It looks like Pike, there's no hesitation. They're going for it here on fourth down. So Pike can run this thing down under a minute here as the play clock starts again. So they'll run it down to just under a minute.
So, again, it will be fourth and 10.
And Coach Moyer's electing to play it conservative there.
Yeah.
So they're going to burn this all the way down. You know, at this point, even taking a penalty, that may be what they do to try to run this down.
And that's exactly what they do.
Delay of game penalty, so that'll push it back 5 yards.
It's going to be 55 seconds on the clock.
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting call there, because if they did snap the ball with 1 second, they could have probably run off some more time.
Yeah.
But now they have a chance here to run it down even more. Would have been negligible probably in the time. But it does give Ben Davis 5 yards.
And it does.
And there will be, if the Giants stop him here, there's a change of possession, so the clock will stop.
So offsetting eye formation again, 55 seconds remaining in the game. Trudeau's going to decide to throw over to the right to Madaire. And he drops the ball. That's a turnover. Ben Davis ball. And now here we go.
Well, and now that extra 5 yards plays in, because that gave the Giants 5 yards up the field. What a tough drop there, because that was a touchdown. Johnny William dropped the ball right at the goal line and keeps the game going.
Yeah, and that would have been it. That could have been it. That was probably going to go into the end zone.
And you know what? Credit Pike. They went for the kill, and you got to love that. Coach Moyer's there kind of roped open the Giants in a little bit, faked the play action, and then they went for the kill. And the Giants now have 50 seconds, so Kyle Kastor with no timeouts and lots of ground to cover here. Giants are going to have to go 80 yards.
So it's going to be first and 10. Ball will be placed at the 20-yard line. So pretty much they got to run it in 50 seconds. Touchdown will win it. Five wideout set. Kastor standing in shotgun formation. Throws over to Bond. Bond's got room down the center of the field. Finally gets taken down at the 37-yard line.
Clock stops on the first down. Giants will need to get set quickly here.
Five set wide out. No timeouts. Kastner in shotgun formation. Bond, Emerson, and Smith to the near side. Kastner throws over the middle. It's tipped in the air and nearly had an opportunity to be intercepted. Gillis tried to also bring that one down. Well, couldn't get it to happen.
If Gillis gets that on the tip, he's still running, I think, at that point. But tough catch there. Be second and 10 now. Ball at the 38-yard line of the Pike of the Giants.
They can take more time now. Clock is stopped at 39.3 seconds. Kastner five wide out set yet again. Kastner in shotgun formation. Near side, we have Emerson. Kastner looks over the center. Throws, gets Gillis. Gillis tries to cut back out. Gets the first down and continues on his feet. Is brought down to the 45-yard line. Clock is stopped until the chains get moved.
Yeah, the Giants now in Pike territory, 45 yards from the touchdown, and still 30 seconds left. I tell you what, the high school rules, which stop the clock after first downs, really can help you in a situation like this.
Five wide out set again. Bond, Emerson, and Smith to the near side. Gills to the far. Kastner stands back, throws over the middle. Complete pass as he tried to get to the 13 of Bond, and the flag comes flying in.
This might be on Pike. We'll see.
25.2 seconds remaining as of right now.
That was a very late flag. We'll see what that is. Pass interference. Oh. Very late pass interference call there.
And that's going to move him 15 yards forward?
Yes. Spot of the foul. Be the spot of the foul. Offensive, no? Well, okay, we'll see here.
They're marking it off now.
So they will mark the ball, move it forward.
Ball should be around the 30.
And the clock will stay stopped, correct?
Yes.
In this situation. So first down, Giants, ball at the 31-yard line.
25.2 seconds remaining.
Wow.
It's a four-point game. Five wideouts set again. Kastner in shotgun formation. Emerson Bond and Phillips to the far. Kastner stands back in the pocket, throws quickly, gets Gillis.
First down.
First down at the 20-yard line. Need to get moving again.
18.6 seconds now.
It'll be first and 10, now in the red zone.
This is very efficient by the Giants. Ball at the 19-yard line. They're going to actually spot at the 18.
So shotgun formation, five wideout set again. Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the far, to the near. Gillis to the far, along with Evans. Kastner stands under center.
Oh.
Tipped in the air, nearly intercepted, but the ball is going to hit the ground. It's going to be incomplete pass. Second and 10, ball still at the 18. 13.5 seconds remaining
so
in the game.
About three more plays, maybe two or three more plays here for the Giants.
So five wideout set again. They've not decided to run, which has been a positive thing at some points for them. Kastner, shotgun formation. Emerson Bond and Smith to the near. Evans and the two of Gillis to the far. Oh. Going deep in.
Oh, he's got it.
And he's got it. Touchdown, Giants.
Wow.
He gets the ball off to the 12 of Chris Evans.
But the
for
game's
the touchdown.
Not over. There's
not
8.6 seconds left, and we still have to see an extra point. The game's not over. Pike should not be upset because they can still return.
Which
in this
we
game,
seen.
Who knows, you know? That is unbelievable. The Giants moved 80 yards in what? 50 seconds.
Yeah.
The Giants moved 80 yards in 50 seconds. And the Giants, with Chris Flores now, kicking downwind. Last night, this would have been into the wind. Now kicking downwind for the extra point.
And if he makes this, they will make give him a three-point lead here over the Pike Red Devils. So looking for the extra point to take a three-point lead over the Pike. As they run the play clock down. Play clock now down to 11. They were missing the extra guy. Play clock now down to 7 seconds. Player's still not where he needs to be.
Giants don't have any timeouts either.
And they didn't get it off.
That's unbelievable. Big mistake there by the Giants. That'll push him back 5 yards.
And so with the delay of game.
So the Giants score on an 18-yard touchdown pass there to take the lead with 8.6 seconds left, 52-50. Giants, that was Bond on the catch, wasn't it? Rashawn Bond?
Yeah.
Kastner.
No, Chris Evans. It was Chris Evans.
Chris
my bad. It was Chris Evans on the left side, sideline. So now Flores with the extra point. The extra point is up, and it is
right
good.
Down the middle.
53-50. The Giants have taken the lead within 50 seconds.
I don't believe it.
And now the return. That's this is going to come down to return.
If I'm the Giants, I don't kick this in the air. I don't kick this anywhere. I squib it and make Pike beat you over the top again. And this time I prevent, like, I put people in the end zone.
Right.
If I'm the
play
Giants,
prevent.
I drop everybody back deep. I drop wide receivers back deep. At that point, you know, they tried to play straight up and Pike bit them last time. So.
Yeah, and that was an 89 kickoff return that they had last night that ended up causing a touchdown, part of the big comeback that Pike led. So with
this game's not over yet.
So with 8.6 seconds left, it looks like back to receive the kick if the Giants decide to kick this all the way back.
Medaris
and Trey Allen. So different people back there than we saw yesterday.
We'll see. The Giants, if anything, the wind is behind Chris Flores, so maybe he'll just put that big leg into it and try to get it in the end zone.
So Flores looking as of right now that he might kick this one straight up. 8.6 seconds remaining. And they go ahead and kick this one right off. It might go into the end zone. No, at the goal line. He's going to take it out. Brings it to the 10, now to the 20. And he loses the ball.
Giants have it.
Giants ball.
Giants win. 1.2 seconds left. They'll just need to kneel.
The Giants have come back in a matter of 10 minutes.
But the officials are huddling.
Yeah, initial call was going to be.
See, what happened was he slid backwards and his knee went down in the end zone. So that might be a touchback, but we'll see.
Yeah, the initial call was a fumble.
They're going to say first down Pike, and that's the right call. First down Pike, the ball will be at the 20-yard line. It should mean that there's time on the clock too, because if it was a touchback, then no time should have come off.
So it should be back at 8.6
seconds.
Should be back at 8.6 because that was where the clock was at before.
Because if it's a touchback, it should be 8.6 seconds.
They're still conferring about it on the field.
We'll see. And the Giants are playing the prevent here, which is the smart play in this situation.
Yeah, got to pull a stop.
Pike ball. Here we go.
So they didn't put any time back on the clock, 1.2 seconds. Trudeau stands back in the pocket. He's got to look down the field. Has a man, and he tries to tap his back, but that will be no good. Incomplete pass, and the game is over. 53-50. The Giants will take the victory, coming back after a rain delay game yesterday. They will beat their Pike Red Devils in a rivalry game. They will be 1-0 in the MIC and 3-0 on the season.
I got nothing. I got nothing, LaVon. I got nothing for this one. I got nothing.
That's an unbelievable ending.
But if you know the way this series is tracked, we'll play again in the sectional.
And I'm going to admit, I would like to see that game again.
We'll play again in the sectional, and you know what? Pike has won the last three. But on this one, the Giants get it done unbelievably in dramatic fashion, an 18-yard touchdown pass, Evans to Kastner, or Kastner to Evans. Final score, 53-50.
And the game was finished in 11 minutes.
That was efficient. But, the Giants, very tough to beat in the two-minute drill. Just very tough to beat.
They ran a five wide out set, which we have not seen them run consecutively as they do. So that was really, again, this was really a really efficient drive. Quick snaps, quick passes by Kyle Kastner. It was a good drive.
Unbelievable. 53-50, your final score.
So with that, we're going to go ahead and send it back to the studio. Thanks to Sam, who helped us out here.
He picked a good one, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So with 53-50, we'll see you Tuesday with Inside Ben Davis Football. And next Friday, the Giants will get to go back home to play the Center Grove Trojans, which has a lot of things going on there, which I will get into next week. We'll send it back to the studio. Final score, 53-50. The Giants win over the Pike Red Devils. We'll send it back to the studio here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.